Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another show of At Home with Victoria, with your host, Victoria Gaither, and co-host, Michael Kay.
Good evening, everyone. We are back. Michael Kay and I are back tonight on At Home with Victoria. For those of you that are taking the time out to join us, if you're having dinner, if you're watching television, we hope that you have the button on mute and that you're going to spend 30 minutes with us tonight, because we are talking country music, and also we're going to listen to country music. Entertainment co-host Michael Kay, how are you today?
I'm doing good on this very, very soggy day. It rained all day long here, with and this coastal flood is actually coming up the storm trail quite quickly. It's going to be over the last 3 days. I think we're going to get about 6 to 7 inches of rain. So everybody's busy. There's not a loaf of bread in the stores. It's funny how everybody has to buy bread, because that's
I know. I tell you, I remember as a very young cub reporter. Whenever it would snow, it didn't matter what television station in America that I worked at, you know, we all have to go through doing the stories on the snow, with people buying the milk and the bread and the toilet paper. And it's just so funny to me, because it's kind of like, you know, generally with storms, you know, you're really not shut in anymore than, let's say, you know, 3 days or something. But it's so funny, because people act like the world is just coming to an end. So I've never been able to quite understand that in my television career, but that's how we are as Americans, so that's what we do.
That's what you know what I've never seen. I would like to go ahead and track the sales for Doritos, Cheetos, and all that stuff, because, you know, you'd think you'd have, I mean, granted, fruit and vegetables and everything, but everybody's piling up with the junk, which I guess that's, you know, comfort food during a storm.
Yes. Well, we've got some comfort songs, I guess I could sort of say, tonight. We're going to be talking about Country at the Crossroads, and it is a festival that takes place in Alabama. But first, we're going to hear some music, and then we're going to talk to Mike Cullop, and then Billy is going to join us. Billy has been on At Home with Victoria before. He's back again, and they're going to talk about the festival, how you guys can get tickets, who's going to be there, and basically give us the 411. Michael?
Absolutely. Actually, Vic, we're going to change things up a little bit. Mike Cullop is calling from work, so we're going to go right to Mike Cullop in Maryland. Mike, you there, my brother?
I am indeed. How are you guys?
Fantastic. How did you end up getting tied up with Country at the Crossroads? I think it's a fantastic bluegrass and organization. And is it an annual event?
It will be. This is actually the first year. I actually saw a posting from Billy. I met Billy a couple years back, I guess, at a benefit we did in Nashville. And so I'm friends with him on Facebook. I saw a post. I called him up and asked him, hey, do you need some help? And one thing led to another, and we got involved.
Wow. Now, you met Billy 2 years ago, but you met him again this trip when you were actually working with Alex Guthrie. Is that right? Because I noticed Alex Guthrie's on the billing, as well as Billy, and then a bunch of other people.
Actually, didn't see Billy yet. We're actually going to meet Billy probably next week, latter part of next week. I'm heading down to Atlanta and to Alabama to do a little work with Billy for the festival.
Yeah.
Mike, Mike, I wanted to say, because I think it's been a while since you've actually been on the show, so I just want to quickly say, for those of you who do not know who Mike Cullop is, he is one of our, our music producer on At Home with Victoria. So whenever we need music, or we're trying to, you know, figure out how to do something musically, or to put or splice something together, then Mike Cullop is who we call. So most of the time, the music that you hear, besides Shelley Rand, who is the official voice of At Home with Victoria, Mike Cullop is generally involved in that. But Mike, since you were on the last time, you kind of had a big announcement that you made on Facebook about you also now having, is it a production company? Tell us a little bit about that.
It's, so I started an entertainment production company a few months back. I'm still trying to get it off the ground, but I'm kind of doing a little bit of traveling, trying to meet different artists. And as Michael alluded to just a bit ago, I actually was fortunate enough to come across Alex Guthrie and his manager, Cameron. a few months back and went down and visited them. And as you guys know from having Alex on the show, he's extremely talented. And so I'm looking forward to working with him and Cameron in the future.
Yeah, you also went ahead and spent some time with my good friend Nelia DiBiase up in Canada. How did that – or did she – she came down here. Is that what happened?
Yeah, she's oh, wow, love Nelia. She's she came down to Knoxville, Tennessee, and we spent a little time in Gatlinburg. And she was actually putting on and judging a showcase called Knoxville's Got Talent. I think that was about a month ago, a few weeks ago, but really good time.
Yeah, she's a fantastic, fantastic soul. Let's go to a little bit of music. Mike, I'm going to have you go ahead and actually email Billy, have him phone him, just have him call in just a little bit earlier. But I want to take the time to thank you for calling in. I know you're busy at work, and I don't want to get you in trouble with your boss or anything like that. So we're going to go to a little bit of music. This is Billy Ryan Droz with My Blue World. Thank you, Mike Collip, and
Mike.
Be talking to Billy when Billy Droz when we get back. Don't go away, everybody.
I'll think of a word sadder than goodbye. Then you might have a clue, girl, how it feels to live in my blue world. My blue world. Bluer than the depths of the deep blue sea when her blue eyes couldn't look at me.
You're watching some of his videos today on YouTube, weren't you?
Yes, I was. I was sort of refamiliarizing myself with Billy and watching some of his videos. And, you know, the young man is talented. And I was thinking as we were talking with Mike Collip just about country music in general and how, you know, they're just able to sustain such high numbers in that industry, and, you know, they don't have any problem selling any CDs when it comes to country music. So that industry just continues to sell records, videos, and continue to just be very strong.
No, absolutely, with the likes of Taylor Swift and Kelly Clarkson touring with Reba McEntire and stuff. I mean, and I think it's a big business. Country music has always been a big business, but I think now, because of its repopularization with the new ones. I mean, plus now you got YouTube, you got Twitter, you got Instagram, you have Facebook and stuff. So the social media aspect certainly does contribute to that. Joining us now is Billy Droz, all the way from Nashville, Tennessee. Billy, thanks for joining us tonight.
Thank you for letting me join you on tonight. How are you doing?
Great.
Doing good, buddy.
I'm in big metropolitan Ashland, Alabama, so if my phone seems to cut out, it's because it's cutting out. But we're going to talk as much as we can. How's everybody?
We're absolutely wonderful. Well, listen, I've never been to Ashland, Alabama, and I'm sure some of our listeners would like to know. Describe Ashland, Alabama. What type of place is it?
Well, Ashland is actually about 30 minutes from the festival, but I'm doing a lot of work here at the radio station here in town, and a few of the sponsors are from here. But the festival is actually in Hollis Crossroads, Alabama, which is closest to Heflin, Alabama. And it's just a mountainside hometown kind of feel out in the woods, and it's going to be really, really neat. And I really can't describe it. I guess you just have to come on out.
Michael, we have got to get to the airport and book a plane and get out there then now. He said
absolutely.
It.
I mean, where would be the closest place to fly into? I mean, what would be the population there?
Two. Birmingham would be
Birmingham.
Because Birmingham, it's about 40 miles east of Birmingham.
Wow.
Okay.
And it's just kind of a, you know, an older town and with a lot of older people and, you know, a lot of young people as well, but It's just a really great place. We saw the need to bring something like that to their area, and we did. And it's you know, really grown, thanks to the help of Mike Cullough. It's really grown into a really, really big thing. And we're excited and got a great lineup. And it's just where you can come out and just be human, just enjoy a day of being nothing but carefree and listening to great music.
Absolutely. It's an old-time country and bluegrass festival at 31080 Highway 431 in Heflin, Alabama, October 19th and 20th, a two-day thing. You're going to recreate some Woodstock magic there, I assume.
Well, we're going to try. All the good stuff, anyway.
Talking about the lineup, we have Marty Raven, we have Bill Anderson, Ken Mellons, Billy, and are you hosting with Kevin Denny?
Yes, absolutely. He's kind of like my partner in crime, and we do a lot of shows out on the road together, and we can just work really well off of each other on stage, and so it just seemed like a natural thing to do. And this festival is dedicated to more like, you know, I heard y'all talking a minute ago, but it's more like older countries. I would say older country, but just really rootsy kind of country music, and all that entails bluegrass music, blues, gospel, everything that, you know, came out of those old mountains of Alabama and Kentucky and, you know, that old kind of music that people seem to really, really want to hear but don't always often get a, you know, festival this big that they can come out and just hear nothing but straight ahead, you know.
Absolutely.
Acoustic music.
And, you know, Billy, when Michael and I were having that conversation prior to you joining us on the air here on At Home with Victoria, when I was saying that, you know, and I'm always looking at numbers and things just as a journalist, and it is wonderful that, you know, country music just always seems to insulate itself from, you know, any type of economic problems that come along when, you know, other industries may lose sales or, you know, may lose fans or viewership. That never really seems to happen with country music. They always just maintain.
I think that's because it's a necessity for a lot of people. They've grown up listening to it, and so they kind of, it is what they have to keep hearing, to keeping themselves. I mean, country music is totally a thing that people just, you know, they base their whole life around those guys that told them. So that's why my heart and soul is into, you know, putting a good message out there. And I think as long as your message is correct, I don't care what the instrumentation behind it is, it's still going to be great music and it's still going to come through. I just happen to love the old country.
No, absolutely. Yeah. The lineup includes Kevin Moon, Gary Waldrop, Wesley Dennis, Alex Guthrie, Young Sullivan, Brian Blazer's Exotic Animals, Masters Clay, Red Droz, an old country hour. Actually, Alex's manager, Cameron, gave you a handout with something with the festival. Didn't he? What did he do?
Who's that?
Cameron Guthrie.
Cameron Guthrie. Oh, my gosh. He's been the guy in a hold of all the graphic work for the festival, and that's a big blessing because nobody wanted to see my graphics. They would have been horrible. And so he was just really came in and just, you know, bulldogged it to the ground for us and made it just look beautiful and have a great representation behind it. And that's really showing through with the amount of people that are showing interest in the festival. So
absolutely.
Real proud to have Mr. Cameron
on
board. You've
got to watch those Guthrie boys, man. They are some uber-talented little man, I tell
I can't
you
wait.
That.
I've heard nothing but good things. I'm very excited for them coming.
Let's go to a little bit more music. This is Billy Droz with Sing Along. Don't go away. More with Billy Droz when we get back.
Pull the bow across the fiddle. Strike up the band, let the music play. I don't sing just a little. You gotta make it loud, let it resonate down through your soul. Till you can feel it move you. Guitar swinging in the middle of the night. Rocking on steady to the glow of the sun in the broad daylight. Where everybody's feeling alright. With my friends singing good old country song. From the grapes that paved the road I'm on. Hell, I'll keep singing. As long as you sing along. Of an old hay field with the grass hauled off. It's raining now, but it'll slack up soon, so we won't go home if the skies fall down. Raise your voice up to the heavens. Guitar swinging in the middle of the night. Rocking on steady to the glow of the sun in the broad daylight. Where everybody's feeling alright. With my friends singing good old country songs. From the grapes that paved the road I'm on. Hell, I'll keep singing. As long as you sing along. Sing along. Rocking on steady to the glow of the sun in the broad daylight. Where everybody's feeling alright. With my friends singing good old country song. From the grapes that paved the road I'm on. Hell, I'll keep singing. As long as you sing along. Hell, I'll keep singing. As long as you sing along.
Billy Droz. Billy, besides Country at the Crossroads, what else have you been doing? Are you working on any new music?
Yes, sir. We've been all over the place. We speaking of me and Kevin, Denny, we're actually doing a bluegrass record as we speak, and got some real good record label interest on that, and just getting that finished up, and I have my new project coming out, my solo country project, coming out October 23rd to be debuted on WSM Nashville, and we're really excited about that, and praying to the good Lord it all turns out like he wants it to.
Well, I think it is going to turn out like he wants to, and while we were listening to the music, I decided, Billy and Michael, to Google Heflin, Alabama, and I'm telling you, the mountains and the scenery, absolutely beautiful, and according to the United States Census, this was pre the government shutdown. Things may have changed a little since the government shut down, but it said over 3,000 people actually live in the town and in that area. But the pictures on that come up on Google are absolutely beautiful in the mountains. So I'm just sure that's going to be a wonderful. Oh yeah, I'm sure that's going to be a wonderful festival. And Billy, is it a 2-day festival?
Yes, ma'am, absolutely. It starts at 12 o'clock on Saturday. We're going to have the opening ceremonies, and I'll kick it off with my band, and then it'll go all the way, of course, breaking for night, of course, on to the next day all the way till 8 o'clock when Bill Anderson gets off stage the next day. So it's a calculated 20 hours of music, so I'm really excited about that. And all during the night, we're having a lot of tent campers as well, so they'll be out there, you know, around the big bonfire, I mean, till probably 3 or 4 in the morning, just jamming and making music. And that's what this whole thing is about. Just people can come out and be themselves, bring their instruments, and be a part of it if they like, and just listen and play and hear great music.
And, you know, I have to say, Mike Hullup sent me the link, or either I found it by myself, ticketleap.com, and I posted that on our Facebook page as well as our fan page and on the page inside the chat room. A one-day adult ticket is $20 for a pass. Two-day is $30. Kids and 10 and under are free, and the open-range tent camping that you talked about is actually $10. So we do have the information if you want to go ahead and order your ticket online early, ahead of time, and so you don't have to wait when you get there for the event. And Michael and Billy, I think the ticket prices are awesome to get, you know, $20 or $30 for 1 to 2 days of live entertainment. That's pretty good.
Well, we wanted to keep it as affordable as we could so that everybody and their brother and their aunt and uncle, friends, cousins, on and on and on could enjoy it. And so I think that's what we've been able to do. And right now, you know, it's growing, and it's really, you know, at this level, if we keep it like this, we can keep doing that for folks and, you know, keep making it to where people can afford to come out and have a blast.
I think you're going to end up seeing like a Field of Dreams scene in the movie where all you see are these RVs and pickup trucks heading down to this. Now I want to go, Vic. See, now I'm thinking.
I love the atmosphere. And, too, we're encouraging everybody just to soak up the atmosphere of, yeah, bring your tent. Come out and camp and enjoy that, because that way you get to see everything the whole night. I mean, because that's honestly when the main stage goes off at some of these big festivals I've done, where the real music, where it's, you know, just this unhabilitated music where people just get out by campfires and around pickup trucks and they play and they sing from their soul, and you get to hear that. And that's what I like about it. I like corn dogs and running around with cotton candy and kids laughing and hearing them banjos and fiddles and everybody having a good time.
Yeah, no, it sounds like a hoot and a holler. So the goal is for this to be a yearly event and everything like that. Of course, it would be largely determined of the success of this event. But have you also kind of secured the spot for next year in hopes that it's going to be a huge success?
Oh, absolutely. The guy that owns the property where we're at is 80 acres, tucked away in the foothills of the Kentuck and Cheehaw Mountains, and it's just gorgeous as it can be. At the top of the point where the bunkhouse actually is on the festival grounds, you can see like some 75 miles up on that mountain. And that's where I said, you know what, we just have a festival here. And he said, look, if it goes great, we can do it every year.
Wow.
In his southern accent. So it was really nice.
I'm always a sucker for a southern drawl, but once again, country at the crossroads.
Just come on down here and put your little festival on.
There you
once
go.
Again, country at the crossroads. An old-time country and bluegrass festival at 31080 Highway 431 in Helpham, Alabama, on October 19th and 20th. Go ahead and check the chat room for links, and actually we'll have the links up on Facebook. But, Billy, we're running out of a little bit of time here. I want to go ahead and get one more song before we go, but wanted to go ahead and thank you huge for taking the time out. I know your media blitz on this project is taking you to early in the morning to late at night, so I do want to thank you for enjoying and stopping by. And please understand, again, this is your home too, so come by anytime, buddy.
Amen, brother. Thank you so much, pal.
Thanks, man. Take
care. Thank you, Billy.
Well, talented fellow, and so nice to talk to.
I know he is. And like I said, that's what I love about our show, that, you know, people come back and we have the opportunity to actually sort of follow their careers to see where they started to the middle, you know, to what they have done and what they currently are working on. So I just think that's wonderful. But I do just want to recap. So the event, the festival itself, is called Country at the Crossroads Festival, and it is actually starts on Saturday, October the 19th, and it continues through Sunday, October the 20th. It kicks off Saturday at 9 o'clock in the morning, and it runs through Sunday until 11 o'clock at night. And it's at 31080 Highway 431 in Heflin, Alabama. And, again, Michael and I do have that information on our fan page inside the chat room as well. We've been tweeting about it and have it on our Facebook page. Michael, do we have time to end with another song of Billy?
Yeah, we're going
to
end with Billy Joe's track with no name. Vic, another great half-hour show. I want to thank everybody up in chat. And for At Home with Victoria, I'm Michael Kay. And good night, Victoria. Have a good night.
Good night.
Call it something else. Maybe something a little bluer. 'Cause love don't put you on the shelf, or it would never let me lose her. Why even call it love?
Been listening to At Home with Victoria, an interactive news and entertainment show on the Blog Talk Radio Network. Download us on iTunes as a free podcast and like us on Facebook. I'm Shelly Rand, musician and announcer for At Home with Victoria. Download my CD on iTunes and Amazon and friend me on Facebook.